And I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Rowe. Israel rescues four hostages taken in Hamas's October 7th attack, and at least 210 Palestinians were reported killed. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
That is the voice of Noah Argamani after being rescued, speaking with Israeli President Isaac Herzog on the phone. The video of her abduction was among the first to surface and was widely shared. Argamani is one of the four hostages that were rescued, along with Almog Meir Jan, Andrei Kozlov, and Shlomi Ziv. Israel's military said that the hostages were rescued in two separate locations in the heart of Nuzarat. Meanwhile, heavy fighting is ongoing in central Gaza, where the hostages were recently rescued. According to Gaza's health ministry, people, including children, were killed in multiple attacks as people fled for safety. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Tens of thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators marched through the center of London on Saturday, passing a counter-demonstration staged by several dozen supporters of Israel.
I would like to show my support for releasing the hostages, for the people who suffered in Israel, and especially the families who are waiting for their children, for their grandmothers, for their sons and daughters to come home.
The pro-Palestinian demonstration packed some of central London's wider streets as they marched from Russell Square to the Houses of Parliament.
I think the end game of this war on Gaza is just to ethnic cleanse the city and to make sure and occupy the land and build new properties and colonize the city.
The demonstration took about 90 minutes to file past the group of under 100 pro-Israeli supporters who blared dance music and waved Israeli and British flags. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen was assaulted by a man in central Copenhagen on Friday, according to a statement from her office on Saturday. Rachel Graham from Reuters has more.
Danish police said a 39-year-old man would appear in front of a judge for preliminary questioning in relation to an assault on the Prime Minister. Søren Kierkegaard, who works on the square, told Reuters Frederiksen was able to walk away and had no outward signs of harm after the assault.
I saw the Prime Minister sitting with a friend at this table, and just I think it was 1 minute, 2 minutes afterwards, four PET guys showed up, talked about an arrest has been made, and then she was escorted by the four PETs to some place around in the middle of the square.
Neither the police nor the Prime Minister's office said anything about the man's motive or whether he had carried a weapon.
Rachel Graham from Reuters. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is seeking to liquidate his assets to help pay a massive damage award to Sandy Hook massacre families. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Alt-right talk show host Alex Jones is asking a Texas bankruptcy court to convert his Chapter 11 reorganization into a Chapter 7 liquidation to help raise money for the $1.5 billion he's been ordered to pay to Connecticut families who sued Jones for defamation. Jones had claimed the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre that killed 26 people in 2012 was a hoax. Jones has about $9 million in assets, and his Free Speech Systems company had about $4 million cash. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden is in Paris, where he's being honored with a state visit Saturday by French President Emmanuel Macron. Biden says France was America's first ally.
France is our first ally, and that's not insignificant. The fact of the matter is, you were with us to help us secure our freedom, and we're with you 170 years later, excuse me, to do the same. And ever since, we've remained united, unyielding, as well as unwavering in our partnership. That's what democracies do.
The leaders are aiming to show their partnership on global security issues and ease past trade tensions. Also in France, organizers have unveiled a display of the five Olympic rings mounted on the Eiffel Tower as the French capital marks 50 days until the start of the Paris Games. The structure of the rings, made of recycled French steel, was displayed on Friday on the south side of the 135-year-old landmark in central Paris. The hugely popular tower in central Paris has seen soaring visitor numbers in the lead-up to the Olympics. The tower is nicknamed La Dame de Fer, the Iron Lady, and will feature prominently in the Paris Games and the Paralympics. I'm Alexis